Good afternoon. This is a verse from the verse before Bracken read. When the verse he read says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful." But the verse before, it says, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you." So he said the Father is going to send a helper. He's the Holy Spirit, and he's coming in Jesus' name. So he's coming to make Jesus real in us. He's not coming in his own name. He's coming in Jesus' name. And he says his job is to teach us all things. Now, this life in Christ, that's this way of life that Jesus lives, that he lives through us, the Holy Spirit's the one who's in us, making that life real and teaching us how to walk it out. And this process of teaching, therefore, there's this learning. Our minds are being renewed. We're transformed by the renewing of our mind. And ultimately, the transformation is about remembering that I died and it's now Christ living in me. That every day you wake up to a day in the life of Jesus Christ lived out through you. Now think about that. Every day you wake up to a day of the life, another day in the life of Jesus Christ lived out through you. Now, the biggest thing that we're learning, that we're teaching, that challenges that we still have a tendency to think of ourselves as independent selves. And you'll catch yourself if you'll, as the Holy Spirit teaches you, how you do those kind of things. So Jesus said, in the verse Bracken read, it says, "Let not your heart be troubled or be afraid." Over in verse 1 of chapter 14, he says the same thing. "Let not your heart be troubled." Now, a troubled heart is a discouraged heart. A troubled heart is an angry heart, a depressed heart, a heart that's despairing and frustrated. That's a troubled heart, fearful. There's a difference between a troubled heart and a broken heart. You can have a broken heart and it not be troubled heart, not be discouraged, not be in disappointment, not be in anger. It's just that we live in a fallen world and there are things that happen that are heartbreaking at times. But again, Paul said he sorrowed, yet he rejoiced. So that's a description of normal emotion, but also this thing, this always rejoicing. And he says, "Let not your heart be troubled." But he first said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace." So the solution to not having a troubled heart is the peace of Jesus. Not you trying to get into a place of peace, but you're abiding in the peace of Jesus. Again, those verses in chapter 14, verse 1, when he said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many abiding places. If it were not so, I would have told you. And I go to prepare a place for you." He goes to the cross. "I go to prepare a place for you, and I will come to you again and receive you to myself in the person of the Holy Spirit, and that where I am, you may be also." So the solution to a troubled heart is that Jesus takes us to himself. Another day in the life of Jesus lived out through you. He takes you to himself, and you get to participate in his peace. It says down in verse 11 of chapter 15, "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full." So Jesus' joy in you? How's that? Because Jesus himself is another day in the life of Jesus lived out through you. He has a heart of joy. Jesus is at peace. "My peace I give to you," not just peace, not just joy, my peace, operating in you. The scripture we've read above. Verse 32 of chapter 16, "Behold, an hour is coming, has already come, for you to be scattered, but I am not alone, because the Father is with me." "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have, in the world you have tribulation and troubled hearts. But take courage, I've overcome the world." So, if somebody comes to me as a Christian and they're angry, not necessarily me, just angry about something going on in life. Now, what am I to tell them? Psychology says, and often Christian psychology says, look, just go work out your anger, but not in front of me. Just go do your anger. What I've just said to them is you're actually an independent self. You have Jesus, but then there's you, and you just got to work this out. But if I were to tell them that it's not okay for them to be angry, the world psychology would say, I'm asking them to suppress their emotions. and to not be honest and real about how they feel. Because you see, that's what we worship in this culture. In our generation, it's all about being transparent and owning how you feel. But if Jesus is in me, and though I'm an individual self, I'm not an independent self. He's my life. I've been joined to his life. So everything is now done from him, not toward him. Not trying to get deal with anger so I can abide in him so that I can have his peace. The solution to a troubled heart is the peace and joy of Jesus, not me sorting out everything. But see, the deal is, if I tell somebody to go be angry, do whatever you need to do, just, you know, work it out. But don't suppress it. Don't deny your feelings. Embrace your feelings. I've just told them to embrace the false self. That's not the truth about them, if they're a Christian. They're in union with Christ. And the person who has to live with a troubled heart died on the cross. But see, when he says, take up your cross daily and deny yourself, that's the self he's asking me to deny. It's a fallen, false self. I'm a new self. I'm a new self because I'm in Christ. You with me? He is the source and the substance of the new self. Another day in the life of Jesus lived out through you and through me. So I'm not asking them to suppress emotions. I'm asking them to deny the false self and to surrender and sink into the Jesus who's the real self and his peace and his joy. You with me? That seems contradictory, but it's the gospel. It's the Bible. The other stuff is contradictory because it's telling you that your true self is an independent self and it's got to work things out. True self, Christ is all and he's in all. That's who you are. You've died. Your life is hidden with Christ and God. I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the Holy Spirit lives in us, teaching us these things, teaching us this way of life. It is foreign, isn't it? I've been teaching this for years and years. I'll find myself doing that, you know? I read about recently, there was something that happened one time and I got disappointed. And we'll probably talk about this Sunday, but this is so practical for all of us. Anytime you get disappointed, you open yourself up to an offended spirit. The spirit of offense, because you end up getting offended with the things that cause you to be disappointed, the people or whatever. But Jesus doesn't do the disappointment thing. But if I go, you know, I'm disappointed, and you know, they really hurt me, or they really did this, and I'm just having to work through my emotions. Really? I'd rather work through his emotions, wouldn't you? That's not denying your true self. That's not suppressing your feelings. And I'm going to say, no, that hurt. That's real. And Jesus, I'm just surrendering to you, thanks. Because you don't live disappointed. Because you see, the scripture says, give thanks in all things. I don't know how you can be thankful and be disappointed at the same time. Hadn't figured that one out. I've tried, it doesn't work. It makes you have a heart attack or something. Something breaks. You can't be thankful and be disappointed at the same time. And the life in Christ, this life of faith, is a life of thankfulness. This makes sense. It's the Christian life. It's the victorious Christian life. It's the life, another day in the life of Jesus lived out through you. That's normal. I just want to see. My heart, my prayer is for me personally, but also for whoever people God's given me stewardship over, that we will actually live from Christ in all things, from all situations and all circumstances and at all times. And we'll call those around us to live from Christ too. Because if you aren't, then you're contradicting what the Holy Spirit's trying to teach them on the inside. Let us participate. Be a voice of the Holy Spirit who's teaching all things. It says about in John 16, the Holy Spirit, Jesus said, he will take what's mine, all that's mine, and disclose it to you. Whew. That's pretty cool. That's what he's doing. Amen. I don't want to keep grieving the Holy Spirit by settling for so much less. Amen. Okay, in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen.